Holding a phone, swiping through a classic dating app called Bimble. Mm-hmm. And we see the thumb swiping through. And for some reason, we could tell that that thumb is bummed out.
Yeah, that thumb is clearly bummed out. As it's a dehydrated thumb. It is dry. It is sad. And because we slowly kind of like panning out and we see that this person's not doing so good. They're on like a crusty orange recliner.
Ew.
And they're watching old reruns of Ellen.
Whoa.
And they're just like going through it. There's tissues all around them.
Pints of eaten ice cream and melted. They're covered in chocolate.
There's some diapers on the floor.
We don't know who they belong to because there's no baby in the house.
There's no baby.
There's no baby in the house.
And they continue swiping and swiping.
And suddenly the phone rings.
Hello? Who's calling me?
Hi. Would you be interested in extending your auto warranty?
Get away from me. Never call me again.
But, sir...
He hangs up.
We go back to him looking at all of the different profiles that have rejected him. I didn't know that they could do that, but on Bimble, you could see who rejects you.
Yeah, and these people are bottom of the barrel.
These bitches reject you. They don't even know what I'm like. They never even had one conversation with me.
We get to outside. It's a rainy night. It feels like it's like New York, so it's kind of scary and just kind of, you know, its own vibe. And we see him leaving a little bodega with a bag full of potato salad and beer.
People bumping into him. No one can even see him.
Just running into him, yeah.
And what, am I invisible?
When suddenly, from an alley, we hear, hey, man, hey, psst, hey, psst, hey, man, yeah, you.
What?
Yeah, you, man,
what?
Come on, psst,
me?
Psst, yeah.
What do you want?
Come here.
What is it?
Come here.
What?
Come here.
I'm coming. I'm as close as I can.
It's a very long alley.
I'm walking down the alley. What?
Keep coming. I got it. I can only tell you
when
you're within arm's
length. Why don't you take at least one step and make it a little easier?
Because I can't. Okay.
Okay. I'm coming.
I live in this trash can. Come in.
The man takes a break just to take a sip of his drink.
Cold piss.
Oh, yum. Oh, wow, yum. Okay. Now you're close enough for me to tell.
What is it?
I can see you're down in your luck.
Yeah, well, how could you tell?
My man, I know one when I see one, because I've been one. But I got someone who can help you out.
I don't trust you. I'm out of here.
No, come back.
No.
Oh, no, please come back. Yeah, I grabbed your ankles. Come here. Okay. Come here. Come here.
All right.
What? Take this card. Go to this address. There's a really great doctor who can help you out.
What kind of doctor?
A body doctor.
Okay.
Like, you know, make your body hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I could be hot?
You could be hot.
This is a bunch of bull.
But be warned. Don't let your ego get in the way. I used to be hot here. Look at me.
Oh, wow. You are amazing. I want to jerk off to this picture.
You can if you want.
Can I have this?
Yeah, okay. I got plenty.
But you don't look like that anymore. Just FYI.
I know. That's why I'm warning you.
Oh, what?
Don't let your ego get in the way. Don't think that you're better than everyone, even when you're hot.
Well, I'm sure I could never be so hot I would think I was better than everyone.
The laugh continues and echoes out and echoes and echoes as we slowly crossfade to the crusty man entering the doctor's office.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, right this way. Do you have an appointment?
I don't. I got this card from this guy in an alley, and he just said I should come here.
Well, I think you made a good choice. Take a seat for just a moment, and then the doctor will be ready to see you.
Okay. Wow, this is a nice chair.
Pretty cool, huh?
I've never really sat in a chair. This is nice. Probably shouldn't have told you that.
No, it's fine.
Oh, he's my next patient.
Dr. Svensson, we have a new patient for you, sir.
Present them to me.
Okay, so we have to do this kind of like fun. Get on this dolly. What? I'm going to wheel you into
him. Like Frankenstein?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like that. It's just his like kink, I guess you could say.
So I have to participate in this guy's kink? I haven't met him yet.
Don't worry about... You don't consent? You already kind of
consent. I consent.
Okay,
I'll do whatever.
Get on this dolly. I got to put you in a funny straight jacket.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. It's funny, though. It's funny.
Why
it's
is
really
it funny?
Because
it's
got
it has, like, screech all over it?
It's got screech all over it. Yes, of course. That's why it's funny. Get in. Okay. Okay, let me wheel you in. Weak. Dr. Svensson.
Hello, and welcome to my office. Do not be shocked
that
at my
lightning.
Do not be shocked at my lightning, nor my facial appearance.
The combination was jarring.
You see, I could never be beautiful. So I make my life's dedication to making others beautiful.
You can't shave that tooth down at all? It's really long.
No. Everyone has tried. Every time a dentist or orthodontist has tried their best, I have cracked their tools.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Whoa. Diamond encrusted. Titanium surrounded. You name it, they've tried it.
Wow.
So I gave up on my looks so I can make my patients beautiful.
I've seen your work. I saw a picture of it, and yes, it was... really hot.
Did you get a chance to jack off to it?
I haven't gotten to go home yet. I came straight here.
What restraint?
I know. I could have done it in the street because I am gross, but I just didn't think of it, actually.
Worry not, my child.
Yeah, okay.
Do you like your funny straight jacket?
Well, it's hilarious, but I am kind of stuck.
Let me loosen it.
Oh.
I've used my old-timey computer to give you an idea of what I can do for you.
Wow, it's all green.
Hold on, let me crank it.
It really seems like it's a lawnmower.
It is, with a Dell Model 1 attached.
This is amazing.
I can make you beautiful.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm pretty disgusting.
I did notice.
You did?
I did.
It's nice to have somebody be honest.
Your
you
thumbs.
And the guy in the alley, they're the first people to really say, my what?
Your thumbs are so dehydrated.
Oh, yeah, they hurt when I touch stuff. It squeaks on paper.
Your skin's just wet and dry and oily.
It's combination, but yet combination products don't work for me.
Interesting.
Okay.
Well, no longer will you need to worry.
But what about how my eye is hanging out of the socket? You're kind of just being polite, saying my thumbs are dry. My eye's hanging out. My nose is two different sizes on each side.
Yes.
My tongue is black as the day is long.
You have one cheekbone, and then you have a packet of bubble gum on the other side.
My hair is patchy and falling out, and my back is also covered in patchy hair.
You have a nipple that's winding around your neck like a scarf.
You could tell it was a nipple.
Yes!
You've done this work for a while, I see.
I have. You are very ugly.
I'm disgusted.
But I can make you beautiful.
I'd love to see you try.
I can give you muscle implants.
What?
I could give you just a fucking haircut.
Okay, that'd be good.
I can change the musculature of your cheeks, give you a defined jaw.
Wow, yeah. That's Let's do it. How much? What do I have to do?
It'll cost you.
I figure. Look, I don't have much money. My job is really weird. I don't make much doing it. I sell Cabbage Patch dolls on eBay.
No. It's not money I'm interested in.
Okay, good. Sex? Lights off. No words.
Wow, put it... Ow! Ooh, ow! Your penis hurts. Ow!
It's a knife. My penis is a knife. Can you fix that?
I can fix that. I don't want your money. I don't want sex.
Okay.
What I want is the ability to make you a more perfect human.
Oh, good.
A human that will never poop again.
That seems fine. That can't possibly have any bad consequences.
That's the way I see the world.
Okay.
People call me crazy, demented, sick. But if I'm going to make you perfect, I need the authority to take away your butt.
So you don't want me to pay you anything or do any acts to you? You just want to take my butt away so I don't poo anymore, so you have the peace of mind knowing I'm not going to poo.
Yes. One more person that never fills this world with poop. That's what I want. A perfect world
I'll
with
do it,
no
I'll
poop.
I'll do it, whatever it takes.
We get to, like, a very intense montage where we see the mask going on our dude's face, getting all drowsy and going to sleep, and we see our doctor just having a blast, cutting away, slicing and dicing, blood is going everywhere.
These tools are insane. They're like steam-powered tools that are helping suck out fat and blood. There's maniacal Dutch angles on the doctor's face, who's just having a blast.
The nurse comes in and dabs his forehead and looks and then faints at what she's seen.
And we see the body slowly transforming. We see the crusty man slowly becoming more muscly. And we see all of it getting better and better. And we see even a haircut happening.
We finally fade out, and we look, and there is a very big, hunky man sitting in the chair with a bunch of wrapping around his head. Doctor, should I undo the wrapping?
Yes, nurse.
Sir, are you ready to see the new you?
Just show me whatever it is.
Okay.
It's got to be better than what it was before.
Unwrap. Unwrap.
Go quicker.
Unwrap.
Go quicker.
I see my
stump.
Top of my hair.
Unwrap. Unwrap.
A little more hair.
Unwrap.
You can just spin it. You can just pull it like a rug, and then the crusty man will boop, 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 boop.
Oh, okay. All right. I will. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, he's puking all over. He's puking everywhere.
Oh, no, dizzy. God.
He's
no.
puking
Wait,
everywhere.
I can't see. Let me find the mirror.
Here you go. Here's the mirror.
There's no mirror. There's just this hot guy who's mirroring my actions.
Who is he? Move your hand.
He's really good at that.
Move your other hand.
He's doing exactly what I'm doing. This is stupid. Make him stop. Make him stop.
Don't you see? That's you.
What?
That is you.
I look like a douchebag.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Now that you're a douchebag, you can give yourself a new name.
Yeah.
What do you want to be called, Krusty Man?
I can finally have a name. My name is Jaden.
Wow, what a douchey name.
That's a disgusting name.
That's
well, no, I mean to anybody who's named that, I think it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like if your name is already that and you're listening to what we're saying, then we love that name.
That's a great name.
But if you are about to have a kid and you would name him Jaden, like, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And
look amazing. I could get any girl I want. It's Nurse, true. Kiss me.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've never been kissed like that before.
Oh, my God.
I've never been kissed at all. Well, that was amazing.
Yeah,
I could
awesome.
Tell you have to go for the mouth.
Okay.
When you kiss.
Because I thought something seemed wrong.
Oh, yeah. Women don't like being kissed down there. The belly button, I mean. Women don't like their belly button getting kissed.
Well, I guess not as a first kiss. Maybe we'll work up that nurse.
We cut to a montage of Jaden being a ladies' man. Something like Staying Alive is playing as we see Jaden just turning heads all around New York
we
City.
We see him walk by an exercise biking class and all the ladies see him. Oh, my God. And they crash their stationary bikes into each other.
We see him just crossing the street through traffic, and all of a sudden, he's so hot, people are peeling the metal roof off of their car so they can get a better look at Jaden.
Whoa, sunglasses down.
We see Jaden walk by a television news station where they have the glass pane there, and people are they're stopping mid report to jump out of the window and talk to Jaden.
Sir,
we got a new story.
Who is that man? Get him back here.
We cut to a nightclub where Jaden is just getting. People are purchasing drinks for him. There's a line of women with a bouncer waiting to talk to Jaden.
I'm getting wasted. Honestly, I don't need another tequila. I'm good.
Come on, let us buy you another tequila.
You guys are great. Why don't we just go sit in that booth over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just talk a little bit. Let's get to know each other.
Wow. Okay.
We both used to be pilgrims, but you've turned us into sluts.
Yeah, we used to be
You were pilgrims?
Quakers. Yeah.
Well, that's the power of Jaden. What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm really
Now we
hot.
Don't believe in God at all.
Good.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to do tonight? You want to get crazy?
Yes.
We want to do all the nasty stuff with you.
Yeah.
What's one thing? Because I don't really know a lot of stuff.
Well, first, we're going to start by giving you fellatio.
Yeah. Whoa.
I'll work on your balls, and Samantha will work on the shaft.
Yeah. I'll go downtown, working all the way into your spava.
What's the spava?
Some people call it a taint, but I call it a spava.
Is that just you thing, or is that a thing I just need to learn?
Because it's a thing you need to learn.
Okay.
I guess so. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Because it's
Is it the spas between the vaj and the os?
Exactly.
That's
spava. And licking
whoa,
until I get to your tiny butthole.
We love a butthole.
We love that's the one thing that we can't have sex without.
Yeah, you gotta have a butthole.
Well, just don't look back there, okay?
What?
Just don't look back there, okay?
Wow. You want us to be blindfolded while we do this
to
you? Yeah,
and here's my butthole. Here. It's right here.
Wow. Well, I'm blindfolded now.
Okay.
And ooh, it feels like...
It might feel like Jell-O, but it's not. It's
Are
like
you
not.
Sure?
It might it feels like a Jell-O shot, but it's not a Jell-O
it
shot.
It smells like lemon lime.
No, it's not.
I wish my butthole smelled like that.
I put pledge in it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You can do that? Samantha, we got to put pledge in our butthole.
Yeah, hey, we're that dirty butthole.
They are so dirty and dusty.
We've never put lemon pledge in our butthole.
Yeah, this is a floor you could lick.
Wow.
It's clean.
Yeah.
Wait a second. This isn't a butthole.
Oh, my God, I ate it. I ate your butthole. It went right down real quick.
Lady Jaden, you're pretty hot, but if you're not going to let it suck your butthole, this is over.
Get out of here, you idiots. I don't want anything to do with your Quaker asses anyway. Go back to hanging your chairs on the wall.
And we cut to other girls running off, and Jaden suddenly feels weird for the first time in a long time. Jaden slowly is blacking out, and then cut to Jaden waking up in his apartment with his hot body, but still alone.
Wow, God, where's all the girls? Oh, my apartment's so gross. It's like a gross guy lives here. I gotta change this place. I think it's time for a makeover montage.
We get him wandering all around awesome New York furniture stores, meeting and greeting, and everybody's like, here, take whatever you want for free. You're so hot.
You come to my furniture store. You're going to love it in there. Here, take these columns and take these couches.
Wow, columns. Amazing. I'm going to make a whole front to my apartment building. It's going to be so cool.
We see him throwing old furniture out the window. Just that chair is kind of all he had. And then a bunch of movers bringing in the coolest stuff. Some arcade video games.
Hey,
a trampoline.
Hey, movers, though, while you're here, can you get this toilet out of here? I don't need this.
What are you talking about, boss?
If I look at it, it makes me feel, I just don't want it.
Sure.
If you want. I feel pretty sorry for the idiot who can't poop no more, huh?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
That would suck. I love a good poop in the morning and one before bed.
Can you get the fuck out of my place?
Ow. What? No, we're just hypothetically speaking. We know you can poop.
Get out
of
my...
With a body like that, you gotta be able to poop.
Right? I couldn't imagine if a body like that couldn't have the sweet relief of poop leaving your sphincter.
Could
you imagine not being able to feel that ultimate joy?
No. They say it's one-third of an orgasm.
Yep, they say that.
Do they say that?
They also say mental health-wise, a poop is a very natural meditative thing that everyone deserves to have at least once a day.
Yeah.
Damn, I feel pretty sorry for a moron who gave up that.
Did I say get the fuck out yet? Because get the fuck out of my apartment. And I'm not going to pay you.
What?
Everyone does everything for free because of how I look.
That's fine.
Have a nice time, you alone sexy person.
And we cut to a slightly morose tone as we see hot Jaden's alone and looking at the mirror, marveling over his body, marveling over how perfect his face is, how perfect his hair is.
And then he stops. And he starts looking down, and he turns around to spin and look at his backside in the mirror.
Oh, it's like my back goes straight into my knees. It's like there's really no ass. Not even a crack. It's just a straight line.
There's a knock at the door.
Hello? Who's out there?
Oh, hi, excuse me. I'm your new neighbor. I just moved in.
Opening door. You sound hot. Let's see.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. My boobs got in the way. They're so big.
Oh, wow. They fell out of your top. You got to get a bigger top.
Oh, do you think so?
It looks good.
It's just extra small.
We see that the top is just a rubber band.
It's just not really a big enough top. Just from what I know about tops.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm new here. I'm new to New York City, and I'm just kind of lonely.
Oh, you want to hang out? I'm a little lonely, too.
Really?
I've lived here for 50 years, but...
50 years? Wow, I could have sworn you were 23.
I mean, in my mind, it's been like 50, but yeah, I'm 23.
You're an old soul.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, your tits are really hanging out.
Yeah, they are. My rubber band just broke. My shirt just broke.
Do you need a shirt? I've got some.
Sure.
Here.
You don't mind.
Yeah,
here,
come on
like
in.
Going back to my apartment.
No,
just
come
yet.
On inside. Here's a shirt you could wear.
Wow, this is such a cool place. Is that a soda vending machine?
Yeah, kick it. Anything comes out.
Anything?
Yeah.
Anything I imagine?
Yeah, imagine something and then kick it.
Yoo-hoo! It did!
Enjoy that drink.
Oh, my God, and it talks to
you?
Yeah,
it's kind of my best friend.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said that.
You're so lonely.
Yeah, I am. But hey, I'm pretty perfect, you know.
Yeah, I can
tell. A lot of people are really into who I am and what I'm like.
Cool.
Mostly because of my looks.
Oh.
And how my brain is.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, so you want to do stuff together?
I would love to. I've never really been to the city except once to visit my great aunt. But now I'm here, so You want to show me around New York?
Yeah. And we cut to a really romantic montage of just like something great, like Burt Bacharach is playing. And we see the two really getting along. Everywhere they go, we see that this lady continues to put things on her tits that are not shirts.
Oh, here's a branch.
That's probably not going to stick.
Oh, shoot it, bro.
They're walking on the Brooklyn Bridge, and it's so cute. They're laughing and really getting to know each other as people.
Yeah. And my parents, they never even knew about that. So.
Wow! That's so fun keeping a secret like that from your parents.
Yeah. We cut to them at the Terrace on the Green. Wow. And now she has a sandal on, a single sandal covering her tits. Yeah. And they're just holding hands, kind of tickling each other's palms.
Hey, I gotta say,
tickle.
I wanted to just see if you think I'm amazing.
What?
Just, you know, I'm curious if you think I'm amazing yet.
Yeah, I've been having an amazing day, and it's all because of you.
I'm really good looking, and I'm really just, yeah, I'm like really hot. So I'm wondering if maybe that's rubbing off on you, and you're starting to think that I'm the best person you ever met.
I mean, you are really hot, and you mention it almost every other sentence.
Because I'm really handsome.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So I'm saying I just was curious if you thought about that at all and were thinking you wanted to say it too.
I am really enjoying our time together and yes, you're hot.
Oh.
Do you like that?
That feels good.
You're hot.
We cut to them strolling home. They're coming up to the stairs of Jaden's apartment and it seems like everything's going great. They're about to maybe kiss. But suddenly...
Wait. I gotta go.
Hey, get back here.
I need to go back. Ow, like on my arm.
What's your deal?
You
said I was really hot.
I know I did. I said it a bunch because you kept asking me. And I do think you're hot. And I really think we connected. But I just think it's moving off too fast. And I couldn't possibly bed you yet.
Okay. Oh,
suddenly, as Jaden is trying to cover up, his stomach begins to inflate. Almost like blowing up like a... kernel of popcorn.
I gotta go.
Wait, stay or go. I don't know. Oh, I don't
I'll see
so
you
good.
Tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Jaden.
What's your name?
Oh,
I don't care.
My name.
Jaden blacks out again. He wakes up in the morning, disoriented in his own place.
Oh.
He goes to the mirror and he sees that his stomach has blown up once again.
What's it doing? It's gurgling like a lava.
He's terrified. He's lost a bit of his hotness. He's wondering if he can cover his sort of like ballooned stomach.
This looks weird. I look like I'm pregnant. What's going on?
He notices like stuff moving in and out, like pushing through.
What is in there? I gotta take a shit somehow.
He goes to brush his teeth in the bathroom. And as he's brushing his teeth, he hears an unsettling sound from inside his mouth. He opens his mouth to look inside, seeing if...
What is that?
He notices a little poop with evil eyes at the back of his mouth.
Ew!
What?
Is that a shit?
Yeah!
Get out of there!
He throws it up in the sink. Shocked, humiliated, disgusted, he washes it down the sink real quickly.
Okay, that was disgusting, but nobody knows that happened, so I'm still hot.
We cut to Jaden walking around New York, trying to return to his normal life of hotness. But he's wearing like a big, like oversized cloak.
I'm just like a hot guy going around town, and I think I'm gonna do normal stuff.
Young man,
huh?
Oh, excuse me, young man.
What? Huh?
You are gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, people.
God damn it, you are hot.
Well, of course I am. Yeah.
Damn,
Jaden.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Well, what do you want to do about it?
I represent models.
Yes, this is what I've been hoping would happen.
Sexy, sexy underwear models with juicy butts.
Oh, well, what about nice pecs?
No!
Okay, what
butts
about...
Butts are in, baby!
What about a huge schlong?
Boring! I think dicks are boring.
All right, fair enough. I can't show my butt right now. At least,
damn it!
Could you pat it? Maybe I don't know. I can't. I don't want to admit this to you, but
I don't really have a butt. Damn it, boy! Why don't you go to a doctor and get yourself a nice juicy fake ass?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, go for it, and then you can be a part of my Calvin Klein campaign.
Okay, what's your name so I can find you later?
I am Mr. Mercado.
Okay. I'm going to go back to this doctor I met, and he'll be able to fix this.
Okay, and then just look for me.
I'll just scream your name?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay, back to the doctor. You okay?
Hi, do you have an... Oh, my, it's you.
Yeah,
what's
I have two
doing?
Questions.
Okay.
One, my stomach made this poo come out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't have a butthole anymore.
Okay. I guess if it's normal, that's okay. And two, is the doctor here because I really need an ass to get work?
He is here, but he's working on someone right now.
I'm going to go in and talk to him. I don't
Wait,
go...
what? No, you can't go back.
Barging
go...
in.
What? I tried to stop.
What is it?
I need an ass, okay? I don't care if I can't shit, but I need an ass.
I'm working right now.
You're fucking right now?
I'm working right now. What do you can't
just really thought you said fucking.
I'm giving this woman her dream body, but I'm sawing off her titties.
Okay. That looks disgusting. Look, I don't feel so good. I have this thing rolling around in my stomach, and it seems to have a life of its own.
Sure, yeah.
I got approached on the street to do a modeling job, and the guy said he needed me to have a big ass. And I met the perfect woman, the woman of my dreams, and she won't even have sex with me because, what, I only talk about how hot I am? You gotta help me, Doc.
I knew this would happen. I can do this. But it'll cost you.
Okay. What? I can't pee anymore? What is it? What's your thing?
I can give you a butt.
Okay.
But I'll have to take away your awesome rocking penis.
It seems fine. This guy I just met told me penises are out. He doesn't care about them at all.
Oh my god, penises are so out.
Okay, I don't need it then.
Can you believe people were like, oh, big dick.
Right, I know. And I thought even just 5 minutes ago that I liked it, but I actually don't care
at all. But you don't see any situation where you would want to use it for like a romantic interest or anything?
Well, like what would I do?
You don't have anyone you're romantically interested in.
I do have, well, there's this girl. Okay, well, not to get all therapist you with you. Yes. You're my therapist. I met this girl and she's amazing. I don't know her name because I didn't listen.
I don't think it'll be a problem, honestly.
Okay. And
women
are
like all understanding and stuff.
Right.
You
and
know?
She didn't want to even have sex. She just thought it was too soon. So maybe we'll never even do it. I don't know.
Well, like as soon as I chop off this lady's tits, I can squeeze you in.
Okay. Yeah, I'll wait. Can I just watch and sit? I kind of want to know how much time it's going to take. And if I sit out there, I'll always be wondering.
Actually, you can help.
What?
Yeah,
I have no formal training.
That's fine. Is that that beaker of acid?
Yeah, is it this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, here.
Just kind of pour it on the tits.
That's what you do? Wait, is this what you did to me?
Yeah, I kind of just burned it off.
But there's nothing wrong with her. She's beautiful the way she was. What are you doing?
Well, I'm giving her what she wants. Like I'm going to give you what you want.
Well, maybe she doesn't know what she wants. She was... I can see her right now. You haven't even done any of the work yet. She was a gorgeous woman.
Right. But she wasn't happy. Like you.
I don't get it.
Don't think about it!
Okay.
You're beautiful, Jaden. I will make you more beautiful.
That's true. All right, yeah. Let's do it.
We cut to another montage of surgery.
Yeah.
Jaden going under. The doctor just going nuts sawing.
Yeah, like a tree saw.
A tree saw with the nurse. They have to take a break in the middle of sighing and smoke a cigarette.
They're literally smoking a cigarette and ashing it into Jaden's open wound.
I mean, like, and then we see some very fast, fierce sewing up of a cut, or you know, mm-hmm. stitches, getting mm-hmm. stitches, and then through Jaden's eyes, they slowly kind of open up and look around.
Is it done?
It's perfect.
I can feel that my lower half is raised. I have a nice ass, don't I?
It's a fucking shelf, baby.
It is. It's such a hot, fat ass. You got such a nice, high, fat ass.
All right, I gotta get out of here. Mr. Mercado! Mr. Mercado!
Jaden is screaming on the streets, still wearing like a hospital gown. Just screaming on the streets of New York.
Mr. Mercado!
Hey, Mickey! Mickey, I hear somebody yelling your name out the window.
Mr. Mercado!
Yes!
Who's that?
I'm here!
Hey, it's me, Jaden. Remember we met? Check this out.
Come right in, young boy.
Oh, wow, what a cool studio. You've got all these hot models in here?
Yes. Butts are in, and look at all these hotties. I want you to meet these hot young men with fat, juicy poopers.
Oh.
This is Dillon.
Hi, I'm Dillon. D-E-E-L-I-N.
Dillon.
Look at my ass.
This is Trevor.
I'm Trevor.
Wow, you look great.
Look at my ass.
This is Mike L.
I can swing a baseball bat with my ass.
Oh, that's crazy.
Go ahead, get in the pick. Get in there.
Wow, I fit right in.
You have a nice ass. What's your name?
Jaden.
Jaden. Welcome to Calvin Klein.
And we see the pictures take away. The music's pumping.
And the money just falls from the ceiling after the shoot's done?
Yep, we just gather however much we want.
I want a lot.
Yeah, my man.
They're scooping up the cash. They're taking pictures. We see sort of like flashes and flashes and flashes.
And then we see like those pictures popping up in Times Square and on billboards everywhere.
Wow,
and
I'm famous. I wonder if that girl has noticed my billboards.
And then we see Jaden just walking around, almost looking for the girl, wondering where he'll find her.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Have you seen a woman with a shoe on her tits?
Oh, you want to know if I see a woman with a shoe on her tits? Well, let's see here. I just run this humble newspaper stand. Oh, yes. Why did I take so long to remember that? That's incredibly rememberable.
Excuse me, can I buy the...
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, I've been here just for like 30 seconds.
Hey.
Sir. Hi.
It's you.
It is me. But look, I have a coat on now.
And what's your name?
What?
I never got your name.
Oh, you never did.
I just got to be in love with you.
My name is Meriwether.
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 Yeah. Wow.
And as they're having a romantic connection, unfortunately, once again, Jaden's stomach burbles, this time with liquid.
Oh, no. Wait, look at my throat.
Wait, what? Hey, sorry, I don't see anything in there.
Something's in there.
Are you okay? And
Jaden throws
was
up.
Is that a little pee?
Throws up some pee.
It's pee. It's a pee guy.
It's a little pee guy. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's more pee guys.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. They're evil. You gotta stop with me.
Wait, what?
We're in this together now.
Just because you know my name now? Wait, what? Okay.
And then they rush back to the apartment, and it's like Jaden is falling ill. Like, it is his stomach is bubbling.
Lay down. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Oh, my goodness.
I just don't feel good.
I know, it's sweaty. Okay. We'll get you a nice wet rag and put it on your head. There you go. Over your face. There you go.
And then as Meriwether starts to care for Jaden, we could see the pee filling in his eyeballs. His eyeballs are getting yellow.
Your eyes are getting so full of pee. What's going on?
I don't know.
Use your wiener.
I can't because it's...
What?
Gone.
Wait, what?
I got a butt because everyone said butts are in, or one guy did.
Won't it all come out of your butt?
It won't because he didn't give me the hole back. Look, either I got to start crying fast and hard, or I don't know, you got to help me because these little guys are going to attack my whole body and kill me.
Jaden, I know all too well what you're going through.
What do you mean?
Here, let me lift up my skirt and show you.
What? It's like a face of a guy.
Hey, what's up?
That's right.
Hey.
That's right. I wanted to look hot and have a hot body.
What?
But then the doctor was like, I'll do it, but now you have to have the face of a guy on your whole under area.
I'm Murphy.
What? His name
Shut
is
him
Murphy.
Up. Put your skirt down.
Murphy, shush. Murphy, shush.
Can
please.
We watch 30 Rock later?
Yes, we will in a little bit. Stop. That's wait, why wait. I was afraid to have
what
sex
What did you
with
look
you.
Like before? Do you have a picture?
Yeah, I do. Are you sure you can handle it?
Yeah, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
I have a picture and then I have a news article.
Oh, wow. You're in the news.
Oh, wow. You are disgusting and something about it makes me feel so safe. Here's what I looked like.
Oh! Oh my god! Oh my god!
You bitch!
Murphy, look!
Oh! This I'm is sorry. So weird!
I'm sorry. I did not expect to
hey,
see that.
Hey, I complimented you. I said you looked good, actually. Like, you looked
Thank
weird,
you.
But I liked it.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I scared you so much with what I looked like before.
I'm so sorry. Hey, Murphy, I'm sorry for you, too. There's I'm no sorry. Day. I was just not ready for that. I was
well,
not
ready to
Well,
that's what I meet. Looked like before. What, do you like this version better, where I pee... Out of my mouth, and
actually,
poo out of my mouth.
I don't think so. Do you think my version was better instead of having a face of a guy named Murphy everywhere?
I kind of do think it was better before.
Really?
I think we should go to my doctor, who very well might be the same doctor you had.
Is he kind of funny and like?
He's hilarious.
Has a funny. Like, hairdo.
His hair is hilarious.
And he makes you get wheeled in on a dolly.
Yes.
That must be him.
Gotta be the same guy.
Did a guy in the alley tell you to go see him?
Yeah.
Let's go beat the shit
hey,
out
wait,
of that guy.
Hey, wait, before you do that, can I pee out of your pee out? Can I pee?
Yes, I'm sorry, I have to go pee.
Let me see what that's like.
You want to watch?
I'm just curious.
Okay.
Oh, he just opens his mouth and it just falls out.
I'm there's such no, a Liz Lemon.
There's
no stream to it. It just dropped it all out. Like
yeah, it's all
mouth
one
full
big
of juice.
Drop. Sometimes he's like holds it, you know. Like you gotta hold it in.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, are you gonna introduce him to your other face?
Yeah.
What? If, oh, God. Okay. I've been really accepting so far, just for the record.
Murphy. Okay. Murphy, is she awake?
Hello, ditties.
Mrs. Doubtfire Butt?
Yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire
Butt. Twas a run by pooping.
Okay, that's funny.
I mean, it's very I actually kind of think I want to keep this.
Okay, can you at least escort me while I get my stuff put back how it
yes,
was?
Yes, of course.
We
of
smash
course.
Cut to the doctor's office, and he's having a consult with both of them.
What are you talking about?
I want my nipple around my neck. I want my eye hanging out. I want my everything back to
but
how
But you'll be ugly.
I don't care.
I do want to go back to normal, and I want Murphy and Mrs. Doubtfire to have bodies and live their own lives.
That's scary.
But you'll be ugly again, and nothing is more important than being beautiful.
Okay, why do you think that? Because you're actually
yeah, you
really gross, and you haven't helped
no,
anyone.
No, I'm not. I am so hot.
You said you
I
were
I am
gross.
Hot.
Yeah, you
Wait,
said
you,
you
think
were
I'm
gross.
Yeah, wait, what? But I thought it was like Adam Driver.
Okay,
you know?
No, he's just like a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he's just...
Is he?
Well,
yeah.
I mean...
Is he?
Okay, his personality does a lot.
Does it? Does it?
Yeah!
Why are you taking him down?
I'm just saying, like, I thought I was like that kind of hot. Like, whoa, what a butterface, you know?
Wow, no.
No?
No, sorry.
Fuck!
No, it's okay.
You're just kind of disgusting, and you fuck people up. And, like, I just wasted so many months of my life being hot just now where nothing worked out for me. And I was shitting out my mouth and pissing out my mouth, and I still am. I don't want it like this.
I'm learning something about myself that perhaps my search for beauty... It's proven my inner ugliness.
Wow.
That's deep.
Wow, that was really deep.
Wow.
Oh, hello.
Oh, she wants
Sorry.
To talk?
Sorry, she's...
Just to stand up every time she wants to say something?
Yeah. Sorry, let me get up and raise my dress.
This
what is
humiliating.
What is this Doubtfire?
You literally look like Heidi Klum, and then you lift your dress up. Your butthole is missing.
With his goddamn kids, too.
Is that even your line
Why
for
would
the
you
movie?
See that?
That's your kid's
You're not
line.
The kid.
We cut to surgery, and the doctor is doing the unthinkable by making them ugly again. He's as he's doing it, he's wiping away tears, realizing that this is a real life lesson for him. And we cut to post-surgery.
Oh, what? Jaden, are you near?
Yeah, I'm Meriwether Weather. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, where's the nurse? Can she zippity-doo-dah these bandages off of me?
Excuse me, yes, let me zippity-doo-dah them. A one and a two, a you know what to do. Woo!
I'm barfing,
wait,
but it's just barf.
And I barf too. You get barfy when you get dizzy?
Yeah, you too?
Yeah, all the time.
What do you look like? Let me focus my eyes.
Focus them.
Whoa.
You're
just like your old picture.
Yeah. And you're just like your old picture, but I'm ready for it this time.
That's nice. And it's me, Murphy.
Whoa!
I'm a person.
Wow, Murphy. You're really short. He only gave you me to like 1 foot tall.
Whoa, look at how tall Mrs. Doubtfire is.
Hello.
Whoa.
Okay, could have balanced him out a little bit.
You could have evened him out a little, doctor.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that one,
you
Mrs.
You need
Doubtfire.
Some life experience.
You gotta watch it.
And I've learned the error of my ways. I'm closing this evil doctory office.
Oh.
I can no longer do this, taking people's lives, filling their bodies with evil poo and pee.
Why don't you just do good surgeries?
Yeah.
No.
Like save lives or something.
No, that's stupid. I don't want to do that. That sucks.
What are you going to do then?
Going to do what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to open a pizza joint.
Okay.
Wow, can we work there?
No, wait, what are you saying?
I don't have a job. Do you have you don't want to work there?
No, I do. I just
it's okay if you
I
don't.
Wanted us to talk about like when in the future when you want to like do something like where both of us do it, like let's just talk about it a little.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'll work at the pizza place and you
I'd
don't
like
have
to work
to.
There too.
Okay. But I don't want to force you to do anything.
No, you're not.
I
now it's my
work
choice.
There.
Oh my.
I want to flip the pie.
Fine.
Murphy, what are you going to do?
I'm going to sweep the floors with my tiny, tiny body.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll do the dishes.
And Mrs. Doubtfire?
And I'll get custody of my children back.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow.
I should probably tell you my real name now that I'm not Jaden no more.
All right. What's your real name?
Gray Breeman.
I'm sorry, what is it? Gravy
sorry, what?
Man?
What was it?
Gray Breeman.
Can you say one Breeman. More time slower?
Gray Breeman.
Gray Breeman.
It's almost like Gabriel, but then it takes a hard pivot right off the top, and then it kind of becomes another name mixed with that.
And that's just the first name.
And my last name is... Barmanin. Gray Breeman Barmanin.
Gray Breeman Barmanin. Wow, it rolls off the tongue. Imagine this. Meriwether Barmanin. I don't know.
Oh, actually, that gives me an idea.
What?
I'm going to get down on one knee.
Oh, be careful. It looks like it will explode. Oh, no.
You stepped
you
on me.
Murphy.
Oh, sorry.
You knelt on Murphy.
Forget it.
Wait, what were you going to do on the
I don't
even
want to talk about
what
it.
What were you going to do on the knee? God
no, that
damn
was
it,
so
Murphy.
Weird. I messed it up.
God damn it, Murphy.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not
what
do
were
it.
You going to do?
No, it's stupid.
No,
I was gonna...
it's not, I bet.
Okay, what I was going to do was going to ask you to marry me, but I'm not going to do it anymore because it was so embarrassing. Okay.
I do.
And we smash cut to the pizza shop, and we see that the whole team is making pizza, and we slowly, slowly zoom in on a Gray Breeman's dehydrated, disgusting hands. But this time, there's a wedding ring on this crusty, crusty hand. Fade to black.
Yay!
That was fun.
Really good.
Sweet.
We learned a lesson.
It was a sweet, spooky little time.
Sweet and spooky.
Yeah.
Sweet and spooky.
Sweet, spooky, kind of a story about the evils of vanity.
Yes.
There we go. What people will do to not be ugly.
Yeah. And what is ugly, really?
You just need to know yourself and accept yourself. And
oh, my God.
And we're all
and not
fine.
Have self-doubt.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a moral.
We had
thank
a moral.
You so much.
Thank
we
you
had
for
a moral.
Me.
That was so fun.
That was, really
that was
fun.
So fucking fun. Thank you so much for being a part of our stupid little improvised
I
movie.
Loved it.
That was The Man with No Butt.
Wow.
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 I'm Mono Agapian.
I'm Betsy Sodaro.
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
And remind us, Lauren, where can we come listen to you, find you, watch you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Lapkus. I have podcasts called Threedom and Woo. Newcomers, Woo. Which are both very different and very fun. And that's it. You know, Ooh. I do shows around the world, mostly LA.
Wow.
And you can see them on my Instagram and find where they are going to be and come Fine. Watch it or watch a live stream.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not going to give it away, but there's a new season of Newcomers happening
there
soon.
There is. We can give it away. It's about Batman. Nicole Byer and I watch
Funny.
Things we've never seen. We're watching all of Batman right
like
now.
Like, including like Batman Forever and stuff.
Yes.
I love that
yes.
movie.
I'm excited.
And Batman and Robin. Have you gotten
yes,
there yet?
We
well,
have,
you talk about
but
well,
I won't
I'm
share
listen.
My opinions.
I'm going to listen.
But yeah, you can check it out.
Gotta listen.
Coming out soon.
Fun.
Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Me.
We love you, Lauren.
I love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Two Spooky Two Handle.
The Man with No Butt was submitted by Tyler Riggle. Thanks for listening to Two Spooky Two Handle. Those were your hosts, Mono Agapian Stinky and Betsy Sodaro Pew. Too Spooky to Handle is an Earwolf production. Our producers are Cassie Jerkins and Jessica Cisneros. Our audio engineer is Alex Gonzalez, and our intern is BB Cutsiness. Theme song by Cassie Jerkins. Follow and subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear new shows by your favorite comedians.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquise Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.